Moving to another story now that involves AMCU, because in 60 days, the axe could fall on the Association of Mine Workers and Construction Union, AMCU. That's after the Labour Union published a notice in the Government Gazette indicating its plans to cancel the registration of AMCU. The Registrar of Labour Relations said in a notice that AMCU has ceased to function in terms of its constitution and says that it's not a genuine union. And the Labour Department this morning said that it had taken everything into account when it made its move towards the deregistration of one of the country's biggest mining unions. So how does this affect AMCU? Let's speak to Labour analyst Terry Bell, who joins us on the line. Terry, thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon to you. What are the implications of this decisions on AMCU?
Good afternoon, Clement. The implications are, well, it's a mess as things stand, because I'm startled by the way it's been done. I've just been listening to the registrar trying to explain it's because of them not having had a Congress according to their constitution. But I'll have to go back and reconsult the Labour Relations Act, because as far as I know, once a union has been registered, and hundreds have been registered and deregistered over the years, the registrar can only deregister on the basis of non-compliance with putting in audited financial and membership reports. Mm. That's supposed to be in after 6 months. The registrar is usually fairly flexible on this. I mean, I think of some unions like Nihawu, for example, National Education, Health and Allied Workers. They were 3 years behind, but they didn't mind because they said, look, they're still functioning as a union. Our job is to keep the unions going, not to collapse them. So I find this extremely strange. I can understand if they haven't had a proper constitutionally held a Congress, mm-hmm. if one of their members or one of the factions within the union took that to the Labour Court, or if another union did, or an employer or whatever, then the court, as I read it, will make a decision to recommend to the registrar that they're non-compliant and should be deregistered, and then the process carries on. The timing of this before an election, the way it's been done, very strange. They say they've communicated with AMCU. I've never heard of that, but maybe they have. According to AMCU, there's been communications always between them, which is true. Mm-hmm. But I have not ever seen a deregistration done in this way and in such a public way. And it is actually a major union. And it looks like it's going to, well, it will have a destabilizing effect no matter what.
So then, does that then give credence to this notion that this could be politics at play? I mean, UDM leader Bantu Holomisa has made that suggestion, and he's gone even further to say this could actually trigger instability.
Yes, I hope it's not politics at play. If it's politics at play, there are a number of suppositions one could make, and one should perhaps not speculate at this stage without the facts. But obviously there are a number of possibilities and probabilities. One is that this is an ongoing feud between the National Union Mine Workers, NUM, and AMCU, because NUM was severely hurt over the whole issue of Marikana and the way they handled it. Mm. They lost tens of thousands of members to AMCU. The Communist Party, of course, which has always been in the leadership of NUM, have also attacked AMCU, saying that they're a new union, a mushroom union, a very recent newcomer, which is not true. AMCU was founded back in, from memory, 1998, registered in 2000, I think. Mm. So it's been around quite a while, mainly in the coal and then later in the platinum sector, yeah. And now in the gold sector as well. So if politics is at play, if it's one of the other unions, like NUM putting in a complaint, then I fear there's a great deal of instability. If it's an employer putting in a complaint, even more so.
Mm. What options are available to AMCU now? I mean, do they have the 60 days? Could they appeal this decision?
Oh, they can take out a court interdict. They'll win an interdict on this one to forestall this. Whether they'll do it or not, I don't know. But they'll probably take out an interdict to stop this thing. It's got to drag on. They've been given 60 days anyhow. But 60 days to what? To appeal to whom? It's supposed to be a Labour Court matter. It's not to do with the registrar.
Yeah. So this decision, Terry, also comes at the time, in fact, a few weeks before those crucial platinum industry wage talks that are expected
Correct.
To begin. I mean, could this affect AMCU going into those talks?
I think this could destabilize AMCU. And I said, this is why, again, and I think Bantu Holomisa probably speculated on that this was a move to try and destabilize them. Because don't forget, AMCU is probably a bit on the back foot because of what happened at Sibanye-Stillwater, the recent strike in the gold sector, where they had a long strike and there was a lot of loss of money and they didn't actually do that well. So they might see this as a chance to really put in a blow while AMCU's feeling weak. I don't know. I certainly hope that's not the case, but I fear that it might be.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for your time. Labour analyst Terry Bell. I mean, do you agree that, do you think really that it's just politics at play, that there's a move to destabilize AMCU going into these all-important platinum wage talks? Or do you really think that these are genuine concerns that the registrar is raising around AMCU, and claims have been made that it's a one-man's show?